Thank you, Ms. Chairperson. Let me first congratulate you for assuming your role as chairperson of Main Committee 2. Last week's developments in the GGE have shown that you have a challenging task before you, but you can count on the full support of my delegation. Ms. Chairperson, a couple of years ago, we have started a journey together to gain a better and shared understanding of emerging technologies in the area of laws. During this journey, we have made substantive progress along the well-known agenda points. The former mandate has successfully guided and developed our thinking and understandings. Capturing this progress, as also referred to by my German colleague, in this REFCON is essential. To this end, we have taken note also of the proposals made by Switzerland and the United Kingdom. Ms. Chairperson, our journey has now arrived at a crossroad, and we have to decide collectively what our next destination will be and by what speed we will get there. As has been reiterated by many states before me, it is clear that there is a sense of urgency and that further discussion on lethal autonomous weapon systems is required. Key for my delegation is the role of the human, or what my delegation refers to as meaningful human control. The concept of human control, human judgment, is at the core of our understanding in qualifying which autonomous systems are lawful and which are not. In this regard, my delegation, like many others, has always rejected the development and use of fully autonomous weapon systems, as these systems cannot be used in compliance with existing international law. The future mandate should allow for the further clarification of the concept of human control without prejudice to the terminology. We should also be able to address potential challenges arising in the area of responsibility and accountability. In this regard, my delegation would like to stress that the further clarification of the application of international law, in particularly IHL, remains crucial as developments in the area of laws continue. Ms. Chairperson, it follows from all the foregoing that the new mandate of the GGE should be solid and allow for substantive progress as we continue our journey ahead. We all have a joint responsibility to ensure that emerging technology in the area of laws are developed and used in compliance with international law. We pride ourselves that the CCW is a flexible instrument. The mandate of the GGE should thus reflect a similar flexibility and leave room for further convergence of views and possible consolidation without prejudice to the form in which views should be consolidated. Thank you, Ms. Chairperson.